Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 2018 Q3 conference of Plastic Omnium. I now hand over to Mr. Laurent Burelle, Chairman and CEO. Sir, please go ahead.
I am Laurent Burelle, Chairman and CEO of Plastic Omnium. Welcome for this comments on the Q3 revenues of our 2018 operations. I will start with a comment, and then I will pass on to Jean-Michel and conclude, and then we will ask your questions. For 2018, it was a very important year for Plastic Omnium in term of strategy. We become a pure automotive supplier. It has been a long way. Just to remind you that in the last 10 years, we have acquired for around 4 billion euro new activities. Faurecia in Germany and Spain, Pegyform in Spain, Plastal in Poland, Ford activities in Michigan, and half of our energy activities. That is plus 4 billion turnover. We have divested for around 1 billion euro turnover. That mean the last 10 years, plus 4 billion in acquisition, minus 1 billion in sales, and a growth of 3 billion. We went from 3 billion to 9 billion. We are a group in movement, in growth. On a yearly basis, something is happening. I just wanted to mention that as an opening statement. I do confirm that we will dispose our environment business by the end of the year 2018 and become a pure player. Second, we took control of HBPO, world leader in front-end modules, in June 18, end of June 18, by acquisition of a 30% stake of Mahle. We now own two-third of HBPO. HBPO has today revenue of 2 billion euro, generated in Europe at 60%, and the rest mainly in Mexico. It is a company which does not manufacture. It is a design, purchasing, assembly, and logistic company on a worldwide basis for OEMs who want to reach top quality front-end module. That mean it is low profitability, 3%, very low investment, below 2% of turnover, and high return on capital employed. We have now two foot. We have our Plastic Omnium modules, which is a strategic axis for the future development of the group, because the autonomous car will need a new type of bigger modules, and we think HBPO will be an excellent basis to start from for the future design of the car. It's not only an add-on of growth in sales and profitability, it is an add-on for the long-term strategy of the productions of Plastic Omnium. This company, 3 billion, has an order book which will bring it quickly around, let's say, 2021, around 3 billion. If we stay at the same perimeter of front-end module only manufacturing, if we add on other modules to this company activities, then we will have a quicker growth. It's not decided yet. It will depend the speed of the redesigning, reshaping of the car of tomorrow. On one side, this HBPO pure modules activity, and on the other side, our historical businesses, our legacy business, which we call now PO Industry. As a result, we have enjoyed for the first nine months, on an economical basis, a 3.6% for the first nine months growth, and on the consolidated basis, a 7% consolidated growth. On the last quarter, Q3, we have enjoyed a 15.7% growth on an economical basis, and on the pure of that, we don't report exactly the same way. On the consolidated basis, Q3, a 30% growth. Those two businesses, our legacy business, PO Industry on one hand, and our new module business on the other hand, have put us, I think, in a quite good position for the strategic development of the future. I will let Jean-Michel Jabbar, my co-CEO, comment by region and countries, and I will come back for a general conclusion to you afterward.
Good morning, Jean-Michel Cherba speaking. All in all, at group level, the evolution of our sales over the first 9 months of 2018 is good. At constant exchange rate and perimeter, we are growing in each of our major production and assembly areas. That means we are gaining market share everywhere. And I confirm that at the end of September, our intelligence exterior system will go from 16% market share to 19% in 2021. And our clean energy systems will go from 22% market shares to 25% by 2021. By region, Europe, plus 2.2% growth, outperformance of 2.1 points. North America, plus 0.3% growth, 1.5 point outperformance. China, plus 10.2% growth and 8.7 points outperformance. For sure, the automotive production in Q3 suffered from a strong and unexpected deterioration. When we met last July, Q3 was expected at plus 3.1%. Finally, the worldwide automotive production is for Q3 at minus 2.1%. Affected by a huge collapse in Germany, minus 70% in Q3, and a downturn in China, minus 3.6% versus 3.8% expected 3 months ago. Those two countries represent one-third of the worldwide automotive production. But in this context, Plastic Omnium has grown by 16%. On one side, our historical business Plastic Omnium Industries has grown by 0.3%, outperforming the market by 2.4 points. And on the other side, we benefited from the full integration of HBPO. Now let's go more in details by regions. First, Europe, and I will start with Germany. Germany represents 18% of our revenue. Since the acquisition of Faurecia in 2016, it is our first contributor in terms of sales. And this market in Germany is impacted by the difficulties of certain OEMs in the application of the new WLTP standards. But we resist. The decrease of our sales in Germany is only minus 12%, lower than that of the market. And if we exclude Germany, our sales in Europe are up by 2.2%. Mainly thanks to a good activity in Eastern Europe, especially in Slovakia with the ramp-up of the Porsche Cayenne program. But I can mention other commercial successes. We are also very proud to get the order of the first PHEV of PSA in Europe. In China, our business is doing very well. We are growing by 4%, leading to an outperformance of almost 8 points. And month after month, we are loading our 26 plants and are growing our market shares in our two businesses with newcomers and new products. As an example, we won all the PHEV tenders in this country since the beginning of this year. North America. North America is, will be our strategic region where we enjoy good profit. In North America, sales were down by 2.5% in Q3. This anticipated and punctual decrease is mainly due to model changes at our BMW customer in the US, for which we started production in our Greer plant in South Carolina in July 2018. This plant, Greer, is the pilot plant for the implementation of Industry 4.0 within Plastic Omnium. For Industry 4.0 will allow us to gain even more industrial efficiency and will reduce capital employed. We have also launched 5 other new plants over the last 2 years. Those new plants will be at full speed in 2019 and confirm the acceleration of next year. In that region, HBPO is also gaining significant market shares. Mexico will represent 40% of the total sales of HBPO in 2021. That is to say, more than 1 billion euro compared to 600 million euros today. So let's comment the end of this year. For Q4, the latest IHS forecast show an automotive production slightly up 0.7%. Our growth will be around the same level as of Q3, that is to say, plus 15%. Taking into account this forecast, our economic sales in 2018 will grow at least by 5%, and our consolidated sales will grow at least by 10%. Pro forma economic sales with HBPO on a full year basis without environment will reach around 8.9 billion euro after 250 million euro negative exchange impact. So, and we confirm an acceleration of our organic growth in 2019. So sales and profitability. Concerning our profitability, despite the slowdown of the market, we will be able to maintain our performance and we expect an operating result comparable to last year, excluding the environment business. Net result. I would say thanks to the strategic moves we did this year, our net result will grow significantly. And then, free cash flow. We confirm a triple-digit free cash flow. We are an independent group. This is key for our future industrial and research development.
Well, thank you, Jean-Michel, for those detailed comments on our activities. As a wrap-up, I would like... I would like to sum up... Since several months, we have been facing a very volatile market and impact with numerous tension worldwide, especially WLTP, trade war, tariffs, increase in raw material, etc. But at the end of the day, we have no trade war in North America. It was expected by you, by the market, to have a trade war between USA, Canada, and Mexico. We have no trade war. We have an agreement. In South America, we have an agreement. So what are we? Are the risk in front of us? We have the Brexit. Will it be hard, total, soft, medium? We still don't know. But we are on both sides of the channel. So the production, we will recuperate the production on whatever the side of the channel it needs to be. And now we are facing the USA-China relationship, which is a big chunk of risk. But let's face it, we are strong in industrially speaking in North America, and we are strong in China. So there too, we are able to grow our businesses' turnover because we are already existing in those countries. That has affected very strongly our stock price. But in those moments of turmoil, we have to stick to our basics. What our basics are. We have a strong one-hand shareholder controlling the company with a wish, a will to go on developing the business long-term. So we are not facing any special risk on that side. We have a strong balance sheet. We have a low gearing. We have a low debt to EBITDA, and at the end of the day, we have a good profit. Is it 300? Is it 400? It is 500? I don't know, but that's not the topic. We enjoy a good profit with a good balance sheet and a low gearing. We have good traditional products, high market share, and we have innovating product in the pipe. Those which are not high risk are activated, and those who are very high risk, like hydrogen, are monthly loaded on the P&L, so we have no balance sheet and P&L risk. We are doing selective investment. We are enthusiastic about 4.0 to improve quality and profit in the future, and we have a strict control on cost to generate and improve our free cash flow to remain independent as we are. I have lived over the 1997 depression, which has been minus 17%. I have lived through the 28th of September 2008 depression, which has been a minus 50% production in one day. And it has given us a lot of opportunity, and we have made 4 billion acquisition and 1 billion sales. I don't hope to do the same again, but I think we are in a difficult time for the 18 months to come. We are well armed to face that. We have a nice team. And I think the fundamentals, the customers, innovation and productivity is making me reassured for the future, I will say, of my company or the investors I represent today in front of you. I will explain to you that in more details in December. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your presence this morning. Very bumpy market right now, good fundamentals, enthusiastic industrialistic approach for the future. It will be an interesting time, and I think for those who have a nice balance sheet full of opportunities. Thank you very much for your time.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference call. Thank you all for your participation. You may now disconnect.